Yeah, ready.
Good morning. Before we begin, I'm going to explain the procedures we'll be following for this hearing. These hearings are civil administrative proceedings held under the authority of the Connecticut General Statutes. This board's responsibility is to hear the facts of each case and decide whether those facts justify the decision denying or revoking the permit. The decision made by the issuing authority was likely supported by facts known at the time of the decision. But additional facts and circumstances may become evident during the hearing that convince the board that it would be fair and just to change the original decision and order that the permit be issued or reinstated. However, if no additional persuasive evidence becomes evident during the hearing, the board will confirm the decision of the issuing authority. Based on Connecticut General Statute 54-142A, the board cannot consider hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records. Only direct evidence obtained during an investigation may be considered in those circumstances. If an applicant has certain felony or other specific convictions on his or her record for which no pardon has been received, the board has no legal authority to grant the appeal. According to statute, these hearings will be conducted informally but in a way that guarantees fundamental fairness, including the right of cross-examination of other side's witnesses. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and the laws of perjury apply to all testimony. The board takes perjury seriously and will refer cases of perjury to the appropriate authority for prosecution. The Freedom of Information Act applies to these public hearings, so the information and documents produced here as evidence may not be excluded from the public. At the start of each hearing, each party may make a very brief opening statement of just a few sentences summarizing its case. Excuse me. The issuing authority goes first and presents its case and calls witnesses who may be cross-examined by the other party. The appellant will then present its case and also call witnesses who may be cross-examined. The board may ask its own questions and may request testimony from additional witnesses as necessary. After the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those present and voting. The burden of proof is on the issuing authority and is by a preponderance of evidence. Tie votes go to the appellant. The board's decision will be announced today, and notice of the decision will be mailed to both parties within 20 days. It is the board's intent and obligation to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants. To achieve that, appellants will not be referred to by name or address, but will be referred to as appellant. We ask that everyone here follow the same practice and do not use the names of any appellants. Roll call of board members. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Attorney Sinetti is not present. Mr. Gray?
Present.
Colonel Overturf is not present. Attorney Evangelisti?
Here.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Here.
And the chair is present. I'll now call the roll of cases. Cases are called by case number. So if you don't know your case number, please come forward and get it. 25-022.
Issuing authority.
Is the appellant here?
He is not.
25-003.
Issuing authority.
The appellant is not here.
24-778.
Appellant's here.
Excuse me?
He just came in. The appellant is here.
The appellant and... Okay.
78.
For 778?
Oh, that's what she said.
Yes.
For which one?
778.
Was that the one that... Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
That person, does she have the new one or the old one? I don't have the old one. So case one is not here. So 022, 25022 is not here. 25003 is not here. 24764 is here, correct?
What about 778?
He's not on the agenda.
I'm going to cross that one out.
Oh.
Who was that?
Okay.
778's not on here anymore?
So 24-764.
He withdrew last night.
778.
Not 764. 764 is here.
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute.
The 764 is here.
Has he withdrew yesterday?
Is withdrawn.
Yep, last night.
764.
764 is here.
Is here.
And the issuing authority is here.
Okay. 25054.
Issuing authority.
The appellant has not checked in.
24698.
Issuing authority.
Winchester appellant?
And the appellant is here on that.
The appellant is here, okay. 24346 is off, is that correct?
Nope, 24-346 is on, and here.
Issuing authority is here, is the appellant here?
Yes.
Okay. 24660.
Issuing authority.
Appellant?
And the appellant is here on that case, I don't know where he is, but 660? Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
24612.
Issuing authority.
Appellant?
24612.
Appellant, okay. 24689 is off. 24699.
Issuing authority.
Appellant?
The appellant did not check in.
Okay. So, the first one we can hear is 24...
Number is 764.
764.
Thank you. Very good. Thanks, Mom.
Everyone who will be speaking today needs to be sworn in. So please stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, according to the laws of perjury, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you.